Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
Darren Gant, Panthers.com. We can ask the old guy all sorts of questions. Thank you very much. Apologize for the late arrival here. We were arguing with Joe Lunardi.
No, that's okay. After all that, I mean, you know, there's nothing I like more than a good bracket discussion. I mean, at least if it's former Colts linebacker Gary Brackett, which is one of my favorite jokes to make this time of year.
Very nice.
I'm going to abstain on that.
That's
one.
Good.
How about that?
That's fine. App State, unfortunately, went out in the first round of the NIT to Wake Forest, but they had a great year. They had a great year. Love the program. All right, how was breakfast with Dave Canales?
Energetic. He is, he's one of those guys who wakes up awake. He drinks a very particular type of coffee, but he's just one of those always on cats, and you get direct eye contact and that piercing glare and a lot of enthusiasm from him at any time of day or night, I think, but especially first thing in the morning. He's just that guy, and frankly, that's kind of what they needed right now. I mean, after the way things went last year, you and I have talked about this 100 times. In the NFL, if the last guy was fat, the next guy is skinny. And so you come off an old coach when the energy wasn't great. The next guy, what's he going to be? He's going to be young, and he's going to be handsome and energetic and all that kind of stuff. And, it's not just that. I mean, Dave is coming to this thing with a reputation for being good at ball. And I just think the work he did with Geno, the work he did with Baker Mayfield, and even to a lesser degree, Russell Wilson. Russell was good at times before Dave Canales was his position coach. But, he's coming at this thing with the kind of track record you want for this situation.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. Also, it should be noted that Darren Gant called Frank Reich ugly. Throughout that dissertation about Dave Canales,
that was an old young dichotomy, not a
well. Then you stressed handsome. I understand,
Frank's
Dave.
Frank's got a rugged handsomeness about him. Maybe for your older listeners who are into the salt and pepper thing. So,
I get it.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Darren Gant is with us here. Ask the old guy. What have you liked the most about what the Panthers have done in free agency?
$150 million on 650 pounds a guard. I mean, that's the kind of football they need to play while they're trying to get Bryce's feet back underneath him and get him settled after a disastrous kind of year. And they put probably their smartest, a guy who's going to fit into that nasty kind of mentality cat in Austin Corbett in the middle of this thing now.
Right.
Austin's played a little bit of center before. It's a little bit of a projection, but, I've gotten to know Austin pretty well over the last year and a half based on the series we did on him with his ACL recovery. But he's a guy who's regarded in that offensive line room as kind of the mean one. Now, he's a good Mormon boy who doesn't like to swear or drink caffeine or any of that kind of stuff. So it feels a little off. But yeah, they say he's the master of clean trash talk and is good about finishing guys to the ground, after play. So I think it's got the potential to be a really good combination. I mean, they just didn't sign big guys. Robert Hunt's like one of the three or four best guards in the game. Canales said yesterday morning, the way people talk about Trent Williams at left tackle, that's how we view Robert Hunt at guard. And, if he can be that kind of dominant at right guard and pair with Taylor Moten and Austin in the middle to give him a strong side of the line to run behind, that's gonna be beneficial to Bryce and a lot of people.
And the fallout, the positive, we'll call it trickle down here, is you move Corbett into the middle and Brady Christensen becomes either depth or competition, whether it's for Ike Ekwonu or Taylor Moten. And some of the other guys become depth and were probably out of their element being asked to do as much. And I know you've said how many times, you know, 14 different players used at guard. Some of those
left guards, eight right guards in a season.
Some of them become depth, or some of them become, you know, roster casualties, which is the nature of the beast anyway. Is there still work to be done on the offensive line?
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
I don't know. I mean, if you're talking about offensive line moves, I think the only thing you're thinking about is guys for a year or two down the road. I mean, you may start thinking about Taylor Moten's eventual replacement at right tackle or something like that, but that's not necessarily a priority. They've done a lot of business. I mean, 11 free agents from outside the organization traded for Deontay Johnson to be that difference maker in the receiving game for Bryce. And, you know, they've done a lot already, and they've checked off most of the boxes. There's still a little bit of work left undone, but they're still downstairs working on that as we speak.
Darren Gant, we're going to ask the old guy here, Panthers.com. All right, two things that need to be done by Dan Morgan. And by the way, your story about he wants to build through the draft and dominate at the line of scrimmage, that's the right way to do it. I appreciate that it's, you know, they need to do that. But what do you think two things that they need to do before the draft?
Well, I think the one thing that's hanging out there is the biggest unanswered question is what they're going to do at outside linebacker. They have not replaced Brian Burns. I think DJ Wonnum is a nice piece to add, but I almost think of Wonnum as almost the Torgros Matos replacement, not the Brian Burns.
Exactly.
So, Jadeveon Clowney's still hanging out there. He is a guy who has traditionally been willing to wait to do his business and figure out where he's going to play his next one-year contract. You know, he signed that thing in the anywhere from the middle of April to Memorial Day weekend to September the last 4 years. So there's no telling what the timeline is on him. He's obviously visited. They've maintained a dialogue with him. And really, if you don't bring in a Jadeveon Clowney to play that spot, then you're really going into the draft with kind of a glaring need, because there's not necessarily, as you look at the rest of the pass rushers on the market, there's not anybody of that caliber where you say, okay, yeah, that guy, he's the starter right there. Everybody else is either, you know, coming off an injury or old, or maybe not necessarily a scheme fit or a part-time player. So I just think if it's not Clowney, then you start boxing yourself in where 33 or 39 almost has to be one of those guys. And that's not how you want to go into a draft. I think there's some other stuff you could do. I mean, they could, you know, the stuff that's going to happen between now and the draft, other than that spot, kind of Jadeveon or not, would be filling in blanks on defense. I mean, they're still running a little lean at linebacker, at safety. You could see them, you know, bring back a Sam Franklin to be your special teams guy and get weird on these new kickoffs and that kind of stuff. But, you know, most of it's filling in the blanks because they were so busy. I mean, truly, the last, you know, the first 2 weeks of the league year, I felt like I was living in this stadium and never leaving, because somebody was walking in the door every 5 minutes. And the amount of work they did is indicative of the situation they were in. You know, Dan's kind of, he's kind of said in another piece we had on Panthers.com, he talked about, you know, you want to build this thing through the draft. You don't want to have to be this busy in free agency every year, but he felt like he needed to turn it over. And when you're 2-15, there's not a strong case to be made for inertia and bringing back all of last year's backups and that kind of stuff.
I'm 100% on board with that. When you and I talked earlier in the season, I thought they needed 4 new offensive linemen. Ultimately, based on a position change, they're going to have 3 new offensive linemen with Corbett in the middle. And the middle of that line is...
don't forget about Yosh Nijman. Come on.
Exactly.
This is an important part of this thing. I mean, I'm not making a joke about that. I mean, having a reliable, experienced swing tackle is beneficial mm-hmm. because, again, now, you know, if you get in a spot where Brady Christensen, you know, he can be your backup guard. I think Brady could end up being a center one of these days. I think
there
he's got the three things you need. I mean, he's smart, he's aware, and he's athletic. And I think that is kind of the prerequisite for that position. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, what the future holds. But right now, you're taking a guy who a lot of people thought was one of your better linemen 2 years ago, and now all of a sudden he's your sixth or seventh man. So that's a good thing, not a bad thing, unless you're Brady Christensen and your feelings are hurt.
Right. Totally understand that. Wide receiver. Deontay Johnson is a nice add. I don't look at him as a one. I still think that I look at him as a, whether it's a two or even a, like a slot guy to help. I know you've got Adam Thielen. I look at him as that possession tight end that every quarterback needs. What do they do? I mean, is that where really they should be looking in, with the first pick in the second round and what the sixth pick of the second round?
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Yeah, 33 and 39, two picks in the top 40. How about that? I mean, if you're not going to have a first rounder, two in the top 40 is kind of where you want to be. And the way this draft sets up, I mean, everybody, and I think this is largely because of the law of supply and demand. Colleges are playing a different game now, so there are more good receivers coming into the draft every year because every college is playing three or four wide for a lot of the game.
Right.
So more guys are coming in closer to being able to contribute. And I just think that the guys who talk about these things all say this draft is particularly deep at receiver. So, again, I think, you know, with everything they did in free agency, you know, you check off a lot of boxes this time of year. They've checked off the guard box, the defensive end box by getting A'shaun Robinson in there so people just can't run away from Derrick Brown. Done a lot of stuff. Josie Jewell, so you've got another guy other than Shaq Thompson who can call signals if things – break down on defense. So I just think they've done a lot of that work, but until they get that pass rusher, you know, that's the big unfinished thing, because what you want to be able to do is walk into draft weekend, walk into Friday night when you've got two of the first 7-8 picks and be able to say, all right, who's the best guy on this board? Is that a linebacker? Is it a corner? Is it a, you know, is it a tackle? Is it whatever it happens to be? If somebody's standing out on your board, you know, you'd love to be able to just say, hey, I'm taking the best player regardless. Until they fill that need at outside linebacker, they're not necessarily in a position to go in cleanly like that. But I would expect between 33, 39, and 65 that one of those will almost certainly be a wide receiver. I mean, it just feels normal and natural. But beyond that, it could be anything. I mean, you know, Cassidy Hill was up at NC State's pro day yesterday talking to Peyton Wilson, and he's like, I would love to be there. You know, he's like everybody grew up idolizing Luke Kuechly. So, and really, don't we all idolize Luke Kuechly?
Talk about handsome. Right?
I saw him lately, and I said, have I mentioned lately that I hate you just for being great at everything you do and handsome and charming and funny and nice?
You are handsome and charming. You are handsome and charming and funny and nice. That's great. That's Darren Gant. Panthers.com, my friend, on Twitter at Darren Gant with two T's for extra talent. That's my stock line for you. You are awesome, and I appreciate your time.
I appreciate appreciate that. And we will feel seen when I come on your show. And and that's saying something since it's radio.
It is very much so. I'll talk to you soon, my man. Take care.
All right. See y'all.
You got it, Darren Gant.
Professionals, it's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.